Today's daf is Avod Zara daf Lamed Aleph. We left off in daf Lamed on base. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha ben Neumann. Luzchus for Shleim for Sarah Frey de Bas Chaim for Dvor Shir Chaya by Sinda Peril and also the Zecher Nishmas Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida. We also have an anonymous sponsor who's sponsoring for the next 20 days or so, and we thank all the sponsors for helping in our Limud HaTorah. So we are holding on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are holding at Omar Mar in the second wide line of Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we're in the middle of discussing what to do with Yayin Megula. If you have wine that was left exposed, that was Megula, so we said that there are certainly limitations on drinking it, but there are other limitations as well, certain activities that one is not allowed to do. So we're going to discuss in terms of giving it to animals to drink, whether it is permissible to give it to animals to drink. Then the Gemara is going to talk about three different levels of yayin, that from the most usher to the least usher. Then we're going to talk about wine that belongs to a Jew but is kept in the possession of an Ovid Kochavim. When can you trust that wine is still okay, that you're allowed to drink from that wine? How many seals do you need? How many chosamos do you need? How do you make such chosamos on yayin? Then the Gemara is going to talk about a wine of a kuti who doesn't who himself obviously doesn't pour lavod zara, but maybe he's not so careful about maga akum. He's not going to be so careful when an ovid kochavim touches his wine. So can you trust wine of a kuti, and under what circumstances can you trust wine of a kuti? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to shift from wine to beer, and it's going to talk about drinking beer of an ovid kochavim and what the potential reasons, two potential reasons to prohibit drinking beer of an ovid kochavim. So let's begin again at the second wide line. Amar Mar. So we had said yesterday in the closing moments of when we read a brisa that lo yashke mehen lo behemtov lo behemes chavero, that you're not allowed to give your own animal nor anybody else's animal from the yayin that's megula. So Tosus just points out in the small Tosus Dibra Maskal Lo that ein ledakte kashra behemta am behemes chavero mibayi tuzu bein tzarech lomer zukatani v'darech hatan l'shnosam yachad. Meaning obviously if you're not allowed to even give it to your own behema, so obviously you're not allowed to give it because it's damaging. So obviously you're not allowed to give it to somebody else's behema. It's tzar bal lechayim for your own behema, but it's tzar bal lechayim and nezek for someone else's behema. So you could have, one might have thought to ask, of course, why do you need to say it? So we don't ask such kashas on Tanaim, because that was the style of Tanaim sometimes. Zuvein tzarech lomar zu. They build up, they work down in the level of chiddush. Sometimes they build up the level of chiddush, and sometimes they work down in the level of chiddush, but they'll mention halachos that become evident, even though they from earlier halachos, even though they seem unnecessary. But for our purposes, frak the Gemara v'atanya avol mashkei lebehemus atzmo. We have another brayse that says that you are allowed to give it to your own animal, and it's only behemus chavero that's a problem. So it's a stira. Can you? Can you not give it to your own animal? So it says Gemara kitanya hi l'shunra. When we said you're allowed to give it to your own animal, we're talking about a cat, because apparently a cat is immune to being damaged by Yayin Megula. The Eris of the Nachash is not going to affect the cat. So ihachi dechavri nami. So why is it that you're only allowed to give it to your own cat? You should be allowed to give it to your neighbor's cat as well. Well, dechavri kachish. It's going to weaken your neighbor's cat. Says Gemara, well, didei nami kachish. If it's going to weaken your neighbor's cat, it will weaken your cat also. Why is your cat's makeup any different than your neighbor's? Hadar bari. No, it will ultimately strengthen. It will regain its strength afterwards. Says Gemara, okay, great. Dechavri nami hadar bari. The bottom line is your neighbor's cat and your cat are the same, other than who owns them. So if the point is an issue of tzar bei lechayim and the kind of suffering that the animal is going to go through, it's going to be the same for your cat and your neighbor's cat. So if your cat's going to get better, your neighbor's cat's going to get better too. It says more true, but zimnin d'bayu luzvuna mafsaleh minay. Sometimes a person may be interested in selling the cat, and now it's in its weakened state, he's going to have to wait till it gets stronger or take a cheaper price for it because it looks like a weaker animal. So for your own cat, that's perfectly fine, because ultimately it's not really going to cause any tsar. It doesn't really damage the cat, and the cat's going to be perfectly healthy in the long run. But for the neighbor's cat, it could be damaging, at least in the short term. Actually, before we get to that, so this idea that you're allowed to give it to a behemoth, that you're allowed to give it to a cat, but only if it's not going to be damaging. And if it is going to be damaging to a cat, you're not allowed to do such things. So this obviously opens up the discussion of Tzar Bali Chaim. The Gemara Masech B'Metzia tells us Tzar Bali Chaim is Da'oraisa, but it's not abundantly clear where in the Torah it says anything about Tzar Bali Chaim. Rav Asher Weiss has a long piece about Tzar Bali Chaim in the Minchas Asher and Chumash, and he shows, I think, 13 or 14 different shitas about where in the Torah asks Tzar Bali Chaim. And then his conclusion is that if there are 13 or 14 different shitos, that leads you to believe that none of them are really that exact, none of them are really that perfect. But it leads you to believe that if there are 13 or 14 places where the Torah almost says that Tzar Bali Chaim is Aser, it's clearly the Ratzon HaTorah, that one should not be over Tzar Bali Chaim, and that's enough to make it a Din D'Oraisa. That's his great Chiddush. It's not really his, Rav Chanan's great Chiddush, but Rav Asher takes it to the next level, that just like the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, we can derive Dinim D'Oraisa from the actual Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, we could derive Dinim D'Oraisa from what is evident to be the Ratzon HaTorah. And Tzar Bali Chaim is part of the Ratzon HaTorah. There's a tshuva in Shvus Yaakov, in Chelek Gimel, Simen Ayin Aleph, where he was asked by a doctor who wanted to, he was doing research on the medication, and it was not yet Paduka Menusa, so he needed to test the medication, so he wanted to test it on animals, but the animals might die from the testing of the medication. So he wanted to know, are you allowed to kill a behemoth tamea, like a kelev, or a chatul, a dog, a cat, suffic, for the sake of suffic pikuach nefesh, that you might develop a cure to some disease that will save human life. So the Shvus Yaakov suggests that this din is clearly already paskins in earlier poskim. The Shuvas Maslas Bin Yamin is quoted by the Taz and Yardea Simon Kuf Yud Zayin and many other achronim, that anything that has any sort of tzorech, whether it's lefuas haguf or even hana'as mamon, it's not an isra of baltashchis or an isra of tzar bali chayim. Meaning tzar bali chayim means needlessly causing pain to an animal, but if it is not needless, it is for a purpose, for a human purpose, then that it is mutter. The Ramah paskins based on the Trum Sadeshin and Evan Ezer, Simon Hay, that anything that's for refuah or for anything else, ein bo mishum tzar bali chayim, and that's why you're allowed to pluck the feathers of a bird, even though it may cause tzar to the bird, but he said, and you don't have to worry about tzar bali chayim, but he says, you know, even then, you have to be careful about achzarius, meaning even when something is mutter mishum tzar bali chayim, a person should be careful about himself to do as much as he can to not develop midos of achzarius. So that which you could avoid doing directly by hand, which will cause immediate and direct pain to an animal, That should certainly be done. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Rav Moshe maybe has a tshuva about killing bugs, where he says if they're a nuisance and they're annoying, so you're allowed to kill the bug, but probably best not to do it barehanded. You know, not to kill an animal with your own hands. That's already that may develop midos of achzarias. I may be remembering wrong, but one of the poskim says like that. So that's certainly something that one would want to keep in mind, even when it's necessary for the sake of some sort of human need. So says Gemara further now. Now we move on to the discussion of wine kept by Novik Chavna. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochum, Mishum Rabbi Yudah Meseiro. Shlosha Yenos Hein. There are three halachos of wine, three types of wine. Number one, Yayin Nesech. Asur b'ana u'metamei tumah chamura b'kazayis. It is not only asur b'ana, it's metamei tumah chamura. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Masa v'oel kimeis. It's metamei like a dead body is metamei. That even if you don't touch it, you just carry it in the bottle, or you're in the same tent as it. It makes someone tamei. Iskash tekrovus avod zchavim lemeis, because tekrovus avod zara is hukash lemeis. It's compared to a mace. So that's the highest level, the most severe level of yayin. Next level, stam yainam, yayin that you don't know that was nisnasech for avodah zara. It's just stam yayin of an avod chavim. It's aser bana umetami tumas mashkin b'revius. It's aser bana, but it's metami tumas ochlin, like regular mashkin that became tame from a sheretz. So it's not metami adam mekelim. It's the metami ochlin mashkin. So it could be mekabel tuma b'revius, just like as if it became tamei from a sheretz, which has the ability to be metamei ochlin umashkin, and therefore less than revius would not become tamei, because only revius of mashke can become tamei from a sheretz. Hamafkid yeno etzal ovid chavim asu b'shtir mutar bana. But if you give as a pikadon and you ask an ovid chavim to watch your wine for you, so you're not allowed to drink it once it was entrusted in the care of an ovid chavim, but it's mutar bana. So three levels. The most severe level is not only asu bana, but it also has tumah chamura. Second level, which is only an issur d'rabbanan of stam yenam, is asu bana midurabbanan. So even the issur bana changes from a daraisa to a d'rabbanan. It's asu bana midurabbanan. And the tumah is downgraded, not a tumah chamura, but like regular tumas ochlim, it's as if it had already become tameh. And then the third level is total heterana, it's just that there's an isur shtia midrabanan. Says Tosos, in the top Tosos, that we're soon going to see that when we're talking about giving it to Mezer Pikadon, you were mafkid it with a single chosam, with a single seal. The tema, Mike Sabra Bidu Meseira, Elo. He says, I don't understand this split between shtia and hana'ah. Because if an Ovid Chavim, if you're choshesh that the Ovid Chavim dealt with it and was mezayif the seal and might have done something to the wine, it should be asur b'hana'ah also, not just asur b'shtia. And if you're not choshesh for anything, then it should be mutar b'shtia. Why would it be asur b'shtia, mutar b'hana'ah? So says Tosi Yishlomer, to the thing about the Yayin Esach Sug is that they're scattered all over the Masech. From here on, they're scattered all over the place. They're not in one centralized location. So he says, we're going to see much later on. Daf Nun Tesan Beis. Yayin Shal Yisrael Shenagaba Ovid Chavim Mutar Ba'ana. If an Ovid Chavim touched it, it's Mutar Ba'ana. Chada De'in Menaskan Yayin El Bifnei Avodas Chavim. Because Nisuch only happens in front of Navodazara. Va'od Charmelo Lokale Menech Shetasu Yayin. That we can't give the Ovid Chavim the power to just aser my wine, but with a mere touch. So says Tosos, we're working with the assumption now that the concern is he may have touched it, he may have drunk from it, but we're not concerned that he switched it out for his own wine. If he switched it out for his own wine, then in Echinami it's going to be aser ba'ana. But since stam yenam anyway is only aser midrabanan, we're not going to be choshesh that he took my wine and replaced it with stam yenam. I'm only choshesh that he touched it and that he drank from it. Okay, it says Gemara further now. Vatnan hamafkid peros of etzel ovid chavim. If a person gives his peros by an ovid chavim as a pikadon, harehein kiperos of shell ovid kochavim l'shviyus ulemaiser. They have the status of the peros of an ovid chavim as far as meiser is concerned, as far as shmita is concerned. We're concerned that the guy has switched it. So we're not so interested right now in the element of the halachos of Shvius and Meiser. The reason we're mentioning this is that apparently when you're mafkid something by Novik Chavim, we are concerned that he will switch it, that he'll find something else to switch it for. He'll think that your stuff is higher quality. He'll take the higher quality stuff and replace it with the lower quality stuff. So shouldn't we be similarly concerned by Yayin that you keep by Novik Chavim? Why do we assume that Yayin that you keep by an Ovid Chavim is Mutar Bana? Shouldn't we be concerned that he switches it for Stam Yenam? Says Mar Na Kigon Sheichelo Keren Zavis. Now the case where it's going to be Mutar is where he keeps it in a corner of his house where it's designated to keep your stuff. So, and you have the key to it, so it's a separate location within his house. As Rashi explains, Sheichelo Keren Zavis Umasolo Mafteach O Asachosam. Either he gave you a key to that Keren Zavis and you're the only one with the key, or there's a chosam on the yayin, so there's no concern that he switched it. Ihachi, so says Gemara, that sounds great. If it's under lock and key and he has no access to it, b'shtianami l'shtari, then it should be mutter to drink it as well. Why would it be usher to drink it if it's under lock and key? Rabbi Yochanan Nikla Parud Amar Klum Yesh Mishnas Bar Kapara. Rabbi Yochanan once went to the town of Parud and he said, "Nu, does anyone have any teachings from Bar Kapara, who apparently lived there?" So Tanale Rabbi Tanchum Demin Parud. And Rabbi Tanchum said, "Yeah, I have a teaching of Bar Kapara as follows: Hamafkid Yeno Etzal Ovid Chavim Mutar B'Shtia. That when you are mafkid wine by an Ovid Chavim, it's Mutar B'Shtia. You're allowed to drink it." Kari Alei. So he said about him. He said the pasuk Makom Sheyipol Ha'etz Sham Yehu. Pasuk in Kohelet says the place where the tree falls, that's where it is. Shami Yehusal Kedaitach, Bar Kapara had died. So he's asking, does anyone have any teachings of Bar Kapara? So what's the mashal over here? That the place where the tree falls, okay, I get that. Ki Adam Eitz Hasada, Bar Kapara is the one that had fallen. But Shami Yehu, that's where he is. He's not there anymore. He had passed away. So Shami Yehusal Kedaitach, is that what that means? That he's still there? Vashachivle, Rashi says. No, Ella Shami Yehu Peirosav. No, the point is, that's where his peiros are. His peiros are his teachings. That's what we've darshened a few times already. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches, and here in Avodah Zarah, I think we also had that Va'alo Lo Yibol, that we darshened the Pasuk. The Pasuk talks about Adam Eitz Hasada, and the peiros are the Torah of the person, and the leaves are the Sichas Chulin of the person, that even the Sichas Chulin Shel Tamid Chacham are Tzrichim Limud. Va'alo Lo Yibol. So that's how, but the peiros are his Torah. So if you want to get the Torah of a particular Talmud Chacham, go to the place where he lived. You talk to people who grew up in the Lower East Side, and they can tell you things about Ramesh no one else knows. They just say from around the neighborhood. It was like the whole Sviva, the whole area was affected by Ramesh and his teachings. And everything. That's the way it works. Shem Yehu, that's where you're going to find the Peros. There's a beautiful Remez for a totally different issue from this pasuk. You know, there's a Beis Yosef in Hilchos Lulav. Beis Yosef discusses how to hold the Dalet Minim. Is it necessary to hold them together as one unit, or can you hold like the three Minim in the one end and the Esrog in the other end and not hold them together, hold them apart from each other? So he says, you know, it doesn't say in the Gemara of the Poskim exactly how it says you have to hold all four at the same time. But what? Well, Igud is the Gimel Minim need an Igud. The Esrog definitely does not require being part of that Igud. So the question is, do you hold it like this or do you hold it like that? So it's not really explicit in the Gemara of the Poskim. So Beis Yosef quotes from the Rikant that in Parshas Emor has a who had a chalom. He said that there was he was nisachsein by a chassid echad Ashkenazi, Harav Rabbi Yitzchak once, and he saw in a chalom that they wrote the Shem Hashem. They wrote the Yud and the Hey and the Vav, and then they put the Hey on the other side, far away from the other, from the Yud and the Hey and the Vav, from the first three letters. And he said in the dream, what are you doing? And he says, that's our minhag, that's what we do, we write the Shem Hashem that way. And he didn't understand the dream, and the next morning he wakes up and he goes to shul and he sees all these crazy Ashkenazim holding Gimel Minim in one hand like this and Esrog like that in another hand, far apart from each other. And he understood the interpretation to the dream. The three letters and the one letter of the Shem Hashem are the three Minim and the one Min. So he explained to them, I had a dream, and what you're doing is wrong. It's like writing the Shem Hashem apart from each other. You're supposed to hold them together. So in the Pnimei Halacha section of the Masifta over here, he says that the Chavos Yair in his Sefer Makor Chayim brings a smach to this from a Paskin Koheles, from our Pasuk. Makom sheyipol ha'etz Shem Yehu. If the eitz, meaning the Esrog, has fallen off, then all you have is the Yud, the Hey, and the Vav. Meaning then you're left without the other Hey. So that's a remez to that Chalom that's recorded in Beis Yosef. Whenever you hear a shir on the value of dreams, and that's always a good maramakom. That always usually makes it into to any discussion of the value of dreams in Halacha. Okay, so he said, it's so wonderful that you're able to find the teachings of Bar Kapara over here. But for our purposes, what was the teaching of Bar Kapara? They told him that it's mutter b'shtia. So how can we say that it's also b'shtia? Says Gemara, Amrabizera lo kasha, Harab Lazar harabanan. It's machlokas, Rab Lazar and the Rabbanan, whether it's mutter b'shtia or asr b'shtia. Did Tanya, because we have a braisa, echad alokeach, ve'echad socher bias b'chatzeru shel Ovid Chavim, whether you purchase or rent a house in a chatzer of Ovid Chavim, umilu yayin, and you fill the whole house with wine, umavteach chosim yad Yisrael, and the Jew is the only one that has the key, or he has a chosim on the bottles. Reb Lazar matir v'cham mosin. Reb Lazar says it's mutter, and that's in line with the teaching of Bar Kapara, but the Chum say it's Asr, and that's aligned with the teaching that we said on the top of the Amud, that it's Asr B'shtia U'mutar B'hana'a. And Rashi explains, Chum Mosrim Lasos Kain, the Avid Shari B'hana'a, because I mean, well, the Chum say you're not allowed to do this, but it would still be Mutar B'hana'a if you did it, meaning no one holds it's Asr B'hana'a. Amr Rav Chiya Bereder Rav Chiya Bar Nachmeni Amr Rav Chisa Amr Rav Va'amrila Amr Rav Chisa Amr Ziri Va'amrila Amr Rav Chisa Amr Li Abba Bar Chama. So Rav Chisa said in the name of someone that Hachi Amr Ziri Halacha Reb Lazar, that Ziri says that we paskin like Reb Lazar, that it is absolutely that it's absolutely mutter. So that Halacha Reb Lazar. Okay, so the Tosos, actually we're going to read another few lines. Amr Reb Lazar, kol mishtaber b'chosam echad. Everything is considered to be protected with a single chosam, chutz min ayayin she'in mishtaber b'chosam echad, except for wine, where one chosam does not suffice. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin mishtaber b'chosam echad, and Rabbi Yochanan says even yayin, one chosam is good enough. Velo pligi, hak Reb Lazar, hak Rabbanan, and they're not arguing. The Amoraim are not arguing with each other. They're just explaining different shitos in Tanayim. If you hold like Reb Lazar that it's mutter, so then yayin is good enough b'chosam echad. If you hold like the Rabbanan, then yayin is not good enough b'chosam echad. You need shtei chosamos for yayin. Ika da amri, but there's another version where amr Reb Lazar kol mishtamer b'chosam b'toch chosam, that all other foods require a double chosam chutz min yayin shein mishtamer b'toch chosam, except for yayin where that's not even good enough. A chosam b'toch chosam is not good enough. Rabbi Yochanan amar afilu yayin mishtamer b'chosam b'toch chosam, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says no, for wine, even for wine, double chosam is good enough. But nobody holds a single chosam is good enough in this version of the discussion in the Amoraim. So says Gemara, yeah, in this version, v'travayu k'rabbanan, they must both be assuming like the Rabbanan that a chosam echad does not suffice. Not like Reb Lazar, who says a chosam echad does suffice. So we know what Reb Lazar and the Rabbanan argue about. Is a chosam echad good enough for yayin? In the first version, the Amoraim also disagree in that same machlokas tanaim. In the second version, all of the Amoraim agree to the Rabbanan against Reb Lazar that definitely you need at least two chosamos. So Mar Savaki pligi Rabbanan leid Reb Lazar b'chosam echad av b'chosam etel chosam sharu. The one sheet holds that when do the Rabbanan say that wine is no good? That's only if it's chosam echad, but shtei chosamos would be good enough. Mar Savra filu chosam etel chosam asri. And the other sheet is even a double chosam is not going to be good enough for yayin. So if you look at Tosos, Dam Rav Alech Reb Lazar Shmati Yayin B'chosam Echad Ul Kaman Perak Beis Nami Amrina Perak Basar rather Nami Amrina Ha'idna Kaimelan Reb Lazar Dulo Chayish L'Ziyufa, that we pass like Reb Lazar, we're not choshish for Ziyuf, that he's going to tamper with the Chosam Echad. V'yesh LaHakshos Derava Derav, says Tosos. Dam Rav LeKaman Chavis B'chosam Echad Aser Simin Chalav Basar Yayin. That there are certain things that require a double chosam, and one chosam is not good enough, and yayin is on that list, and that's Rav. And yet Rav over here tells us that we pass like Reb Lazar. So which is it? Reb Lazar over here says yayin is good enough with chosam echad. Va'od kasha, the Rav Ashi amar le'el gabei chometz v'yayin mevushal ein tzarech chosam b'toch chosam. Mashma hayayin gamur tzarech chosam b'toch chosam, that we previously said that yayin mevushal does not require a double chosam. By implication, that sounds like regular yayin does require a double chosam. V'chein rava d'shaklu v'tari l'kaman b'sama chaychi dami chosam to chosam mashma d'sfir le'i d'lo sagi b'chosam echad. What is the next line in the Gemara is going to be? Oh, by the way, what does a double chosam look like? If you don't need a double chosam, who cares what a double chosam looks like? So the implication of the hemshech of the Gemara is that we're assuming that a double chosam is sometimes necessary. V'kula sugi d'shmaita mari b'chosam to chosam. The Gemara throughout the Masechta always assumes chosam b'to chosam. So you're going to tell me all that is shalom? That we don't really require chosam to chosam, says Tosos Metarit Rabinatam to the Rav de Kaman, Mari be Yisrael Choshud Vegora Meovid Chavim, Mineshe Hu Batuach Sheminu Velo Mirtas Kolkach. You ask anybody who works in Kashrus and they can relate 1000% to this answer of Tosos. That when you have a Yisrael who's Choshud, he is much, much worse than an Ovid Chavim. Because the Ovid Chavim knows that you don't trust him and he knows that he doesn't know. The Yisrael thinks that you trust him, and he thinks that he knows everything. So the Yisrael Chashud is much less trustworthy. So yeah, even Reb Lazar says you only need Chosam Echad, that's by Novit Chavim. But when you're dealing with the Yisrael Chashud, Chosum to Chosum, you need extra precautions when it comes to Yisrael Chashud. Obviously, you don't need any precautions when you're dealing with the Yisrael who's a Ne'eman. Ideally, there should be more Yisrael and more Ne'emanim. But you deal with the Yisrael who's a Ne'eman, then you wouldn't need those precautions. But that's for Yisrael Chashud. However, Tosus goes on to say a little bit later on, about 10 lines later, that Kashuk Tzas Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Dinevuahi Lahamid Kol Elu Alachos Bi Yisrael Chashud. It's an interesting expression. Is an expression that we have sometimes. It's a nevuah. What do you mean? A nevuah means something that came from heaven. That there's no remez to it. You don't have it. It's probably inaccurate to say there's no remez to it in the Torah. But you don't have any clear evidence of it other than the fact that a person had a vision and you have to trust him because he's a navi. So this is like a nevuah, meaning it's coming from nowhere. Well, you're going to say all these gemaras, you're going to make this giant ukimta in all of these gemaras that we're talking about a Yisrael chashud, and that's why you need the double chosam. It doesn't say anywhere that we're talking about a Yisrael chashud. In fact, all the sugyas are about of the chavim, so it's difficult to understand. But of the chavim kaiminan, Rav Ashi Lael hiskir chometz biad ovid chavim ein tzar chosam to chosam mashma hayayim biad ovid chom tzarich. Rav Ashi says that when you have vinegar, it doesn't need chosam to chosam by an ovid kochavim, which implies that wine does require by an ovid kochavim, and also the Yerushalmi sounds that way, and Rashi says it's by Novid Chavim. So he says that can't be the pshat, that all of this is by Yisrael Chashud. L'kach nira says Tosfos, l'kach nira l'farish tach, v'asam l'ovid Chavim ari. It's all talking about Ovid Chavim. V'yesh l'chalik bin sholeach l'chaveru v'inu chozer v'roach osamo l'akiro does sar chosam v'tol chosam d'lo mirta sh'sov ra'acher lo yakir achosam. Aval heich shamanicho b'yad Ovid Chavim v'asal liros chosam l'akiro day b'chosam echad. Major difference, says Tosfos. If you're going to send something, you run a food store, you run a restaurant or something, so someone orders dinner, so you wrap it up and you send it to him, you will never see that food again. The only person who's going to see it is the person who receives it. So he's not necessarily going to know what the original chosam looked like, as opposed to you keep something by an Ovid Chavim, you're coming to pick it up tomorrow, you wrapped it and you're going to see it the next day. So if it's tampered with even slightly, you'll know what it originally looked like. Chosam b'tel chosam is only needed in the first of those circumstances where you're never going to see it again. Chosam echad is necessary when you're going to be the one to see it again, because it's going to be much more difficult for the person to tamper with it under those circumstances. So says Gemara, okay, heichidami chosam b'tel chosam. What qualifies as a double chosam? Amarava, agno de puma de chavisa srika v'chasima havi chosam b'tel chosam v'ilolo. Not only do you have to put some other kli on the top of the barrel and put some tit around the side of the barrel in order to close it, you then also need to like make a chasima in the plaster that's keeping the barrel closed, right on the edge. So if it were opened, the chasima would be broken, the seal would be broken. That counts as chosam to chosam, otherwise it would not count. If after you've sealed the barrel, you then put a basket on top of it and you attach the basket pretty well, mahadek, you put it on tightly, so that would be called the chosam to chosam. Lo mehadek, but if that basket that's on top is not tightly stuck to the barrel, then lo avi chosam to chosam would not qualify. Nod bediskia, if you have like a kli within another kli, chasimas piblamat avi chosam to chosam. So you close both of the bags, let's say, but if you close one bag and then put the where that bag closes, where the opening is that you just closed, in the bottom of the other bag, so to open it up, you would have to open up the top of one bag, then flip around the bag that's inside and open that, so that would qualify as a chosam to chosam. But piv lemala lo avi chosam to chosam. If the openings of both bags, the inner bag and the outer bag, are both facing in the same direction, that's not a chosam to chosam. If you could just open both straight from the top, that would not qualify as a chosam to chosam. V'chikayev pume legav v'tzayir v'chosam avi chosam to chosam. But if you somehow bend over the opening of the bag to the inside of the bag and you wrap it up really well and you seal it, that would qualify as a chosam to chosam. So you make some sort of like convoluted type of knot at the top that makes it very annoying to open up.
Tan Rabbanan, Barishona Yomrim, Yayin Shal Ein Kushi Asim Rebbe Biras Srika. They used to say that wine of Ein Kushi, now Ein Kushi was not a place where Ovdik Chavim lived, it was a place where Kutim lived. Kutim are not Chashud to be Menasech Yayin, Laval Dazara, but nevertheless they asked that Yayin because of Biras Srika. Biras Srika, Rashi says, are Ovdik Chavimenu Smuchin the Ein Kush. These are Ovdik Chavim who lived right near Ein Kush, and we assume that the Kutim would allow the Ovdik Chavim to touch their yayin. So I'm not worried about the kutim doing anything, but I'm worried about what the access the Ovdik Chavim have to this yayin. V'shal Barkisa Aser M'nei Kfar Parshai. And wine from Barkisa, which is also a place of kutim, is Aser because they're also right near Ovdik Chavim, Kfar Parshai, which is where Ovdik Chavim are. V'shal Zagdor Aser M'nei Kfar Shalim. Again, same idea. Chazru lomer chavios psuchos asuros stumos mutaros. But then they said, no, only the open barrels are asur, but closed barrels are mutar. So it says, Tosos stumos mutaros alf bishen lchastumos shloi psuchos mitchila. He says, wait, every closed barrel was once an open barrel, right? They had to put the wine in and then they closed it. So what does that mean? Open barrels are going to be asur, closed barrels are going to be mutar. Where did the heter come from? It was once an open barrel. He says, no. Anything that they plan on selling as a closed barrel, they would never let a guy touch. They want to seal that barrel to sell it to a Jew. They're going to keep a close eye on it because they know that business is going to go down if Jews don't trust them that this wine has been protected. But if it's an open barrel, they're drinking from it themselves. They have no interest in selling it to a Jew. Then they're not going to be makbid that if a guy touches it. And that's why we can't trust that it's okay when it's an open barrel. Open barrel meaning that it's being left open, not that it was once open. Every barrel was once open, but if it was once open and it's sealed and is meant for long-term storage so that it could ultimately be sold to a Jew, that they're going to be very careful about. So may Karim my suffer. What did they hold originally, and what did they change their mind about where all of a sudden they were matir the stumos? So may Karim suffer im kuti makbid al magov chavim losho psuchos veloshon stumos. Initially we thought the kuti doesn't care about magovid chavim. It doesn't matter. Open, close, he's just not going to pay any attention. Lubsof suffer kilo kapra psuchos astumos mitpar kapit. But then they realized that the kuti is not going to be makbid about those barrels that are already open, but the barrels that are closed that he does want to sell, he's going to be makbid that a guy shouldn't touch. Frak the gemara, stumos mutaros, closed barrels are good enough. Or minu alaskistira hasholeach chavis shal yayin biyat kuti. If a person sends a barrel of wine in the hands of a kuti, and Rashi points out v'kolishkin biyat ovid chavim, and certainly in the hands of an ovid chavim, v'shal tzir, or he sends some brine, v'shal nurius, or he sends a mixture of small fish with wine that was apparently a delicacy, biyat ovid chavim. So the wine even biyat kuti, the tzir and the murius and the biyat ovid chavim. In makir chosamo ustamo mutter. If he recognizes the chosam, it's mutter. But in lav aser. If he doesn't recognize the chosam, it's going to be aser. So here you see that it's a sealed barrel, and we don't trust it. Biad kuti. It's going to be aser if you're not makir the chosam. So I'm Rabbi Zera lo kasha. Can be ir, can be derech. It depends where the kuti is. So answer number one is it depends if he's in the city or on the road. In the city, the kuti is going to be very careful because he assumes that he may be caught if he allows another chavim touch it, and then he's going to get in trouble. But Baderech, no one sees him, so he's not going to be so concerned. If the barrel is in the city right now, it means it was once on the Derech. The wine press is out somewhere else. So it obviously was on the road once. Ella Amar Rabbi Yomi says a different answer. Beina Gitos Shaninu. That we're talking about where it's right near the wine presses, where a lot of people pass by, and therefore he's going to be more concerned. Amar Hashli Chazili Mafsaduli, where he's going to say, you know, if I get caught right now, if someone sees me, I'm going to lose out, it's going to be bad for me. So that's why it's going to be mutter. Now we have the third sugya on the daf, right? We discussed the chosam of yayin of an ovid kept by an ovid chavim. We discussed the yayin of a kuti, and now we move on from yayin to beer to sheikhar. So the says the Gemara, why is it that sheikhar shel ovid chavim is aser? So says the Gemara, two possibilities. Rami bar Chama Amar Rav Yitzchak Mishum Chasnus. It's a concern that you're going to get too close with the ovid chavim, and you're going to start partying with him, and ultimately the Yitenein of Bibito, Rashi says. You're going to start looking at his daughter to marry. Second possibility, of Nachum Amar Mishum Gilui. It's because he's not makbid on Gilui. He's going to leave things exposed. Eres Shal Nachash, it's going to be dangerous. So says Gemara, a Gilui Demai. What is going to be left exposed? Ilem Gilui Deniz Yasa, Ananami Maglinan. Well, we're concerned that the beer barrel is going to be exposed. We leave the beer barrel exposed also, because we know that the snakes don't want to drink beer. Ve'ela de chavisa. So what? We're worried about the chavis that he's going to leave exposed. Ananami maglinan. We would leave the chavis exposed as well. So lo tzricha ba'asra de matzlumaya. No, the case is that before the beer is made, they keep the water sitting for a while, so that whatever dirt is in the water will rest at the bottom of the barrel, and they'll have clean and pure water with which to make beer. So when the water is sitting there, that's when there's going to be giloy. That's our concern. Elameata, so if that's the case, yashin tishtari. So if they have aged wine or beer, it should be totally mutter. Aged beer, it should be totally mutter, because anything that the Eres Nachash has gotten into is not going to age properly. Dom Rabbi Yashin mutter, ein manichu liyashin. If it's aged, we know that the Eres would not have allowed it to age. Hichmitz, and if it turns into wine, mutter, it's also mutter, because ein manichu lahachmitz, because it's mutter mishum Giloy, because it wouldn't properly ferment if it had snake venom in it. So says Mar Gzeri Yashan Atu Chadash. You're right, it should have been mutter if it's Yashan, but we make a Gzeri Atu Chadash. Rav Papa Mafikin Le La Abava De Chanusa Veshasi. When Rav Papa wanted to drink beer, they would have to bring it out to him by the doorway of the store. He wouldn't go into the non-Jew's house or bar to drink it. They'd have to bring it out to the door. Rav Achai Maisile Lebeisei Veshasi. He would actually just bring it back home and drink it. The Tarvayu Mishum Chasos, and both of them were concerned about the Chasos. Rav Achai Avad Archak Yisera, and Rav Achai just did an extra Archak. Instead of just bringing it out to the door of the store, he made it go all the way back home to drink it dafka in his own home because he was concerned about Chasos. Tosfos points out over here, this whole discussion started with a question that made a massive assumption. It started with a question that says, why is beer of Novid Chavim Aser? We didn't have in a Mishnah or a Braisa or anything that told us that beer of Novid Chavim is Aser. So Tosfos just points out, Iser Sheikha, Lo Matzino, Lo Mishnah, Lo Braisa, Vishem B'mei Amorayim Asruhu. This might have been a very late Iser Drabanan. And it came in the times of the Amorayim and the later Amorayim. We're discussing why the earlier Amorayim Asered it. Says more further, Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Ikla Lamargoan Isle Chamav Loishti. He went to Margoan and they brought him some wine and he wouldn't drink it. Margoan is where, says Rashi, Yisrael Chashudin Hayu. They were Yisrael Chashudin and they weren't makbid on the wine of Ovid Chavim. So Isle Shikra, they brought him beer, Loishti. He wouldn't drink that either. So says more Bishlam Chamra Mishum Shimsa Shakri Mishum Mai. I understand he doesn't want to drink the wine because there's a chashash of Yai Nesach. Well, what's his problem with the beer? Says Mar Mishum Shimtza de Shimtza. It's a gezeira Mishum the wine. Amarat Haishach Darma'a Shari. If you have beer of an Arma'a, it's mutter. The Chia Bari Lo Nishti Minei. But I would never allow my son Chia to drink from it. So says Mar Lamanavshach Ishari Lekuli Alma Shari. If it's mutter, it's mutter for everybody. I Asur Lekuli Alma Asur. And if it's Asur, it should be Asur for everybody. Ella Rav Savar Mishum Giluya Va'azal Marura De Kashusa V'Kali Leziare. No, Rav's concern is Gilui. He was concerned that it's left exposed, and he knows that the bitterness of the hops is going to come and dull the effect of the Eris of the Nachash. V'Dulaki Malki Leitfei. So, but if you have an unhealthy person, it's going to be unhealthy for him. Meaning, if a person is already of weak constitution, the hops are not going to be strong enough to fully counteract the effect of the nachash. V'chia b'ri hol v'laki lo nishtimine. So he was saying, and because my son is not a well person, that's why I don't want him drinking from it. Amar Shmuel All the shratzim have some sort of poison. It's just the nachash is the one that can kill. So we don't mention, that's why we always talk about a nachash getting into it. All the shratzim have something that can be harmful, but only the nachash will kill. Amalei Shmuel, Achia Barav, Bar Arye, son of a lion, Tave Emelach Milsam Alisa, Davam Rav Avucha. Let me tell you something great that your father taught. Hachia Rav Avucha, Hani Armoye Zukunai, Davushasi, Giluy of Lomesu, Aidi Dachli Shkatsum Ramas. You should know these old Armenians that drink drinks that are left exposed. It's because they have they always eat shkatzim ramasim, and they develop a stronger constitution to be able to handle all of these things. Just it has to be mentioned over here that we spoke about beer over here, mishum chasnos, and all these other issues of beer. Tosus raises the question, and what about bishalakum? Why isn't beer an issue of bishalakum? That wheat, the barley, whatever they're making it out of, is not nechal kamoshu uchai. So Tosus says, it's not really, you're not eating the grain. You're drinking the beer, which is mostly water. It just absorbs the flavor of the grain. That is the ikur kula that poskim have when it comes to coffee. Why is it that coffee is not bishalakum? You go into any place and you buy a coffee that they brewed, and the answer is because you're not eating the coffee beans. The flavor of the coffee beans is absorbed in the water, but the ikur is just water, and water is nechal kamoshu chai. Water is not subject to bishalakum, so that's the reason all the poskim are maple with coffee. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the bottom line.